So what did I miss while I was away? That's always the question a lot, apparently. Michael Moore, by the way, warning 2020 Democrats that Donald Trump has not lost one inch and one supporter from 2016. I think Michael Moore gets it. He doesn't like it, but at least he gets it. And just because people support the president doesn't make them evil. Although, you know, Michael Moore insults lots of people, Michigan native, you know, a repugnant individual for the most part. But hey, he's got this one right. And by the way, I also see that Bob Mueller is going to testify July 17th. That's a Wednesday of next week, subpoenaed to appear before the House. And again, I'm going to tell you, as I've been telling you for a very long time, Bob Mueller, it's the law of diminishing returns, basic economics. It's the law of diminishing returns. The more often you go to that well, the less you're going to get. The more often you go to those same questions and try to get him to say something that's not within the four corners of the report that he issued, it's not going to be there. 484 pages or whatever it was, it's not going to be anything more than what was in there. And in fact, the Democrats set themselves up for failure by demanding that Bob Mueller come before Congress, because the Republicans now have an opportunity to ask him, well, why didn't you ask about the Steele dossier? Why didn't you ask about the origins of the Russian investigation to begin with? Why didn't you look into this and this? And the whole laundry list of things, right? So Bob Mueller is not going to produce anything for the Democrats. And let's be honest, it's the middle of summer right now. How many people, besides you and I and those that do this all the time, are that focused on politics in the middle of July? The weather's great, the water's high, and people are having an enjoyable summer for the most part. They're not focused on the nuance of what's going on inside the belt. They don't really care that much. But anyhow, Bob Mueller's coming. He'll be there July 17th. Programming note, by the way, we will be on the road that day in Greenville, North Carolina, because on the same day, President Trump will be holding a rally there in North Carolina to rally the faithful. And you look, you go ahead and look at the number of people that turn out. You know, we were in Orlando where more than 100,000 people tried to get 20,000 tickets. And this is a phenomenon that goes on and on and on. The Trump rallies have not lost one bit of their enthusiasm, and it's a predictable shtick. I mean, he's got his stump speech down, he's got his rallies down, he's got it dialed in, and he's got it all figured out, and there it is. Meanwhile, I noticed that while I was away, Justin Amash, the alleged conservative from Michigan, finally decided to be honest. Now, Justin Amash is in a district not too far from where I'm sitting right now. And we've had him on this program a couple of times. But in recent years, it was nearly impossible to get him on the program. We would call, we'd talk to his office. His people were terrible to deal with, in fairness. And we were told time and again, you know, he'd be on the program, but he doesn't get up that early. Really? I'm sorry, Congressman, you don't get up that early. It's too early to be on a program, to talk on the radio, to appear on television, whatever it may be. It's just too early. That's the kind of member of Congress I want. You know, I'm going to sleep in today. You guys go ahead and go to work. I'll catch up with you later. But Justin Amash trying to explain his motives, because he now has left the Republican Party, which was only a formality, really. He's left the Republican Party. Let's start with bite number six from Justin Amash, explaining why he decided to finally make it official that he is not a Republican or a conservative. Bite six, go.
He thinks that people owe loyalty to him, but people are elected to Congress with an oath to support and defend the Constitution, not an oath to support and defend one person, the president, who happens to be from your own party.
Do you think that kind of attack, personal, nasty, name-calling, do you think fearing that kind of attack is why more of your Republican colleagues don't speak out when they see things they don't like from the president?
Yeah, it's a big part of it. They're afraid they'll be attacked. They're afraid that people back home who are listening to certain forms of media will say, well, the president's right. This guy is a terrible person and we need to go after him. So,
by the way, you currently are listening to one of those current forms of media. One of those current forms of media that's going to, you know, sift through the nonsense, take out the noise and say, well, here's what we're dealing with. And with Justin Amash, we're dealing with an individual who has had a giant ego, as long as we've tried to deal with it, just an enormous ego. Justin Amash will sit there and take shots at somebody supporting their own party, but Justin Amash is a party unto himself. Justin Amash is a guy who is enamored with being Justin Amash. And he thinks he's the smartest guy in the room, and he's aloof, and he's, well, he's exactly what you think he is. And now he's going to run as an independent for the 3rd Congressional District in Michigan. Good luck to him on that. But he may survive. But what he's more likely to do is to get a Democrat elected in that district. We'll see what happens. He's losing to all the Republicans there. But real quickly, what do other Republicans say about Justin Amash, according to Justin Amash? Listen to it. Bite number 7. Go.
When I was discussing impeachment, I had fellow colleagues and other Republicans, high-level officials, contacting me saying, thank you for what you're doing. So there are lots of Republicans out there who are saying these things privately, but they're not saying it publicly. And I think that's a problem for our country. It's a problem for the Republican Party. It's a problem for the Democratic Party when people aren't allowed to speak out. So I think we really need the American people to stand up and say, hey, enough is enough. We've had it with these two parties trying to ram their partisan nonsense down our throats week after week. We want a person to go represent us and be open and represent the entire community.
Well, he's certainly right about one thing there. People are sick and tired of the politics and the partisanship. That part is true. But don't believe for a second that his phone is blowing up with support from fellow Republicans. Oh, I just wish I could do that. Please, Justin. That's not true at all, and you know it, and that's fine. You have to spin it however you want, and good luck with you on your race to control and keep and maintain your seat in that 3rd Congressional District. On the way, Grover Norquist here on the program. Great to be back. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I'm Steve Gruber. Sit tight. We'll be back in a moment.